sota berches mishnah hay. V'yasvu ha'shotrim l'daber l'am, and the shotrim would continue speaking to the people. They would add on to what the kohen was saying, like the Rav says. Rabbi Kiva omer hayare v'rach alevav. The people that the shotrim were referring to when they said hayare, that's somebody that's afraid, v'rach alevav, somebody that's soft-hearted, weak, nervous, whatever. Kimashmo, just like it sounds. Sheini yochol amad b'kishrei ha'melchama, that he's not able to stand in the kishrei ha'melchama. The Rav says this is referring to they would like stand in lines when they would fight battles that the enemy shouldn't penetrate. So they'd stand hand in hand when they would attack. The liros cheref shlufa, and the guy would be afraid to be in such a standing with them and seeing swords drawn. Rabbi Yosi Galila omer hayari v'rach ha'levav zehu ha'misyari min ha'aver shabiyado. Rabbi Yosi Galili says that it's referring to, they're referring to people that are afraid because of the averus that they've done. Lefikach, Tosfos LaTorah kol elu sheyachzer biglalon. That's why, in order to save a person from busha, a person that did an avera, from busha, the Torah gave other reasons from all these other people, like a person that was just engaged or just built a house. So this way, if a person would leave, nobody would say, oh, look at that guy. He's leaving because he's done averus. People would just be down l'chav schus, that maybe he's leaving because he built a house that we don't know about or whatever. Sheyachzer biglalon, that all these other people are returning because of those specific reasons. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chutzel l'kohen hedyot. Mamzeres u'nesina l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nosin, harei hu hayorei v'rach alevav. Rabbi Yosi says that all these people are people that did Isurim Dioraisa. The one exception is Chalutza l'Kohen Hedyut. But like the Taisisanta brings, we always bring Chalutza for Kohen Hedyut right after we say Grusha. So it's always Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedyut. But really, Chalutza doesn't fit Kohen Hedyut because that's an Issa d'Rabbana. However, all the other cases are Isurim Dioraisa. Those are the type of people, because of the Isurim Dioraisa, that fear is enough, or they would be afraid of that, to leave war and go back. But according to Biosi, an Issa d'Rabbanan, if a person did an Issa d'Rabbanan, he should not be afraid to go fight in war. And the Rav says that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who just said Stam, that a person that's a Yarei V'rach HaLevav, this is a Misyari Min HaVeir Shebiyado, that's even on an Issa d'Rabbanan.